Welcome to Transmissions, where we talk all Hasbro, Takara, and third-party Transformers. On this episode, we discuss TFCon Los Angeles highlights from afar as Daryl and Charles are exploring the convention and repping the podcast on site. Today is Wednesday, March 13th, 2024, and this is episode 581 of Transmissions.
Welcome to Transmissions, the podcast that is not enjoying missing TFCon. I'm your host, Jeremy, a.k.a. Yakko, and I'm joined by Char, a.k.a. Apollo. How are you doing?
I'm doing well. Let's talk Transformers.
Awesome. Yeah, so Charles and Daryl are finishing up TFCon as we record this and making their way. They'll be back next week. But from all accounts, they've had a great time. I'm sure we will hear all about it and see everything that Daryl bought next week in Trips to Store. But unfortunately, we have to start this week off with some sad news. I saw this afternoon TF Nation posted that a former Hasbro product manager and toy designer, Andy Cousins, passed away. And he was a guest at their show a couple years ago. And apparently was blown away by the love that people gave him for all the work he did. But they sadly got the news that he recently passed away. So we want to send our condolences as well to his family. And at least he did get to kind of, you know, as a toy designer, especially, you know, decades ago, you don't really get the direct response from people that enjoyed your toys. So I'm glad that he did get that and did know that people appreciated him for his work.
Yeah. Rest in peace, Sandy.
Yeah. And he worked in the European G1. And I know if Daryl was here, he has a special affinity, I think, for that era of toys. Mm-hmm. So I guess we will get on with the rest of the show, and we're going to start off with a little HasBlab. All right. So we're going to start off. They announced that they have the painted model, and we have some pictures here now, and this is looking really good. It we've got like it with the sword, Omega Prime, Blue Bolt, you know, just like everything is painted, and this is just how it's going to look, and I think it looks fantastic. This is kind of the last step, I think, before they okay everything and it goes into, I guess, making the real molds and everything. So this is just looking really great. And then as we record this, there is 4 days left. But as you're listening to this, if you're listening to this on Wednesday when the show comes out, you have less than a day left. So it is time to make your final decisions if you're getting this or not. As of our recording right now, it's got 19,441 backers, and I'm really hoping it can break 20,000 backer by the time it ends. So, this will be, I'm excited to see where it ends up, but this will be kind of, well, I guess next to last, we're going to do one more with the final numbers. So, yeah, so this is really cool. And they did announce, we're going to talk about the Hasbro fan stream in a little while, but they did announce some stuff on the, my image is there, on the, they announced some stuff about HasLab on the fan stream. So I'm going to go ahead and show that now. So Blue Bolt, which if you're watching the video, it's the gun piece of Ultra Magnus, and I have my original one here. So a lot of people complained that his missiles weren't included in any of the pictures. And since it did get fully funded, they had the, I guess, the motivation to find space on the mold. And they did. And they're going to be including the missiles now. And obviously it's not going to shoot like the original toy, but it's going to connect the blue bolt with a 5mm connection and then have a 3mm connection at the end for blast effects. So I feel like that's a great compromise. So we are getting something extra, but you know, it's not really anything that significant. It's a missile. It just fired my So anyway, you know, I thought that was really cool. We have the CAD images of that. And you can kind of see what it's going to look like. So, Char, do you have any kind of final thoughts of HasLab as we're kind of nearing the end?
Well, I want you to correct me if I'm wrong on this, but this is the most successful Transformers HasLab, right?
I feel like it is.
Yeah.
I don't remember any other one that has funded as quickly.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, no, it looks impressive. I mean, I have to decide. I have four days to decide if I'm backing this or not. So,
yeah,
you know, it looks really good, though. And I'm very excited to see successful HasLab. I'm very excited to see people excited about it. I just need to decide if I'm going to back it or not still.
Yeah. And I'm happy that it seems like I'm not in the minority of people that are fans of this show and this line. More people remember it and have been, you know, really wanting to have more kind of product based around that line. So, DJ Ronan is putting in the chat, Star Saver ended up with 26,211.
Oh. So okay.
This might be the fastest one, but you know, we'll see if it can get up over 26,000 in 4 days. I don't think so.
Yeah.
Oh, and Death Source is 27,000.
Okay. So thank you. We've been corrected, yeah. but so far.
Yeah. But Frenzy in Red here says, you know, mentions the international numbers. So, you know, who knows? There might be, you know, a dump of ballots at the end that kind of put it over the number, but we'll see. I feel like Japan is going to be a huge market for this figure because it was a Japanese show at first that was brought over to the Western market.
Yeah. No, I really like how everything looks. And, you know, if I got this, I'd honestly display the characters individual and not combined. Cause I actually really like how Optimus looks in this show. I really like design. I'm not a huge fan of the combined look for this. But you know, it's cool though. It's really cool. And I'm just more of a Decepticon girl. Like you can see Deathsaurus back there. I've got like 50 Starscreams or something. So yeah. That number. So I'm just, I guess, more of a fan of the villain designs. So, but this is still really cool. And I love the colors. You know, it's just, I love seeing things that aren't just G1. I think that's really exciting. And there's nothing wrong with G1. I love G1. You know, it's what started this amazing, incredible franchise. But it's really nice that we see in the 40th year all of Transformers being celebrated, which is really cool.
Yeah. All right. Well, let's now move on from HasLab and get into, well, no quick hits this week, but we'll get into a discussion topic. Mm-hmm. All right. So we have two discussion topics this week. Hasbro decided to surprise us a few, like earlier last week with the news that they're going to do four fan Transformers fan streams this month in honor of the 40th anniversary. Why they didn't do it in the fourth month of the year instead of the third, I don't know. But so March 7th, 14th, 21st, and 28th at 11 a.m. Eastern, we will be getting a Transformers fan stream. And the first one last week was it, they talked about the HasLab, like I mentioned. They talked about some merch stuff by their partners that we'll talk about in alt mode. And then they shared some toy stuff. So the first thing that we're going to talk about is they've taken the Studio Series 86 Blaster and they have made it more cartoon accurate instead of toy accurate. And we have some images of that. And this was a surprise coming out. But so it's a brighter yellow or brighter reds. The chest isn't clear anymore. You can, it has much like the Soundwave, it has a kind of a painted image of a tape. And the rewind that was it, or is it eject that came with it is no longer translucent. It's solid color. So here we have a side by side of the two. You can see the new one. It looks a little bit brighter. And then the, I can't get this just for the tape, but you know, I would want it just for the solid color eject. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I actually really want to get that, you know, so he can be a foil to my Soundwave, my Netflix Soundwave. So
yeah. And then the next thing they talked about, we mentioned last week, the Mayhem, was it Mayhem Attack Squad or?
I can't remember. I think that's what that's called, but I don't remember.
Charles is going to kill me, but it's, we just have, some pictures like of the actual figures and they look good. We'll have all the images and you can, well, the link to the live stream that you can watch it. But I think all these figures look great, but we talked about them last week. But it's like, Prime Breakdown and I cannot remember the names of the others. I did not have that in my notes.
Yeah. I don't remember who the other character is, but I'm honestly like stoked for this. Cause like, you know, I have the Knockout from Legacy and it's like, well, of course you have to have Breakdown if you have Knockout. Right. So,
yeah. So, did they have here? Oh, and these are available now, pre-order on Amazon. They say a limited quantity is available on Pulse, but that was the day of the fan stream. They are completely sold out on Pulse now. So if you can get them on Amazon, check them out. And then we have, I think, is that all the toys? Yeah, so that. That's all the toys with the four Mayhem Attack or Mayhem Attack Squad or I don't know, Charles is gonna kill me. But anyway, that's the four of those. But really the big news of the week is TFCon happened and that means that there was the third party panel.
Yep.
So Charles streamed this from his phone and the sound was horrible. It's always hit or miss when we do one of these things, but we have all the slides here, thanks to TFW 2005. And we're going to go through them here and talk about them. So let's see, we're going to start off and I'm just going to go through a few of the companies and we'll talk about those companies. So we're starting off with Make Toys and they have, a new Colorverse line that I wasn't aware of before this. And it says drop one was on the 8th, which was part of TFCon. So these were first released at TFCon. And I think they're kind of exclusives. We'll get that into that in a second, but this is, they have Tangerine Swarm and Paul, the names of some of these. So these are Seekers. They're G1 Seekers. It is based off of their MTRM EX-11 Meteor figure. And the Tangerine Swarm looks like a Starscream with a tangerine colored chest area. So it's interesting. I will say that.
Yeah.
Paul is more Thundercracker colored, but more of a lighter blue, kind of like the recent one in that multi-pack that Hasbro put out. You know, Thundercracker is a dark blue. This is a lighter one. And these were limited to 200 pieces per figure worldwide. And they are also available right now at TF Source. So I'm not sure how many came to TFCon and how many are available online, but it says that they're they were exclusive to TFCon LA, but they're also numbered and limited. So, you know, pretty cool. We have Star Toys, which is a group I haven't heard of before. But here we have some 3D renders of a G1 Tracks. And I mean, it looks like Tracks. It looks really very much like G1 Tracks. So, you know, I really can't make an opinion on this until we get a plastic version, but it does come with a head with that little alien face from that one G1 episode. And then here he has some extra faces. Oh, and we do have some plastic. I didn't see that.
Yeah.
So, I mean, it looks pretty good. He's very flexible, apparently. He can do a high kick and kick over his head.
Wow.
And at the bottom of the car looks really clean. You can't really see any very much of the robot mode underneath. So, okay, I am kind of impressed here. So, I guess what are your thoughts? We'll just do these two first. The Star Toys and the Make Toys.
Well, I think it's just really with Make Toys, it's pretty funny that like they give the One Seeker Tangerine Swarm this very like elaborate name, and then there's just Paul. It's really funny. I had Make Toys Starscream. I did have the normal one, and then I had the there was like a TFCon exclusive like G2 version, and they're good toys. You know, I like them. I like the colors on those. I just don't know. You know, if you're a fan of like a G1 type third party seeker, you know, they would be the ones to get something that's a little different than your traditional colors, you know, with like that lighter tangerine, for lack of a better word, color. And then, you know, like the light blue lavender color looking color. That Tracks is really impressive. Like, I am very impressed with the posability and then the clean, the lack of kibble, like in the alt mode is really nice. Like, it's very much that G1 aesthetic of like, you know, solid forms for the shapes with not like, you know, a backpack or, you know, anything extra on it. So it's really nice. So I'm really impressed. I would like to see like the finished one before like committing to anything. So, but yeah, these, you know, good stuff so far.
All right. So let's move on. We have, One Studio, who are doing the Primus figure, which is Cybertron, and this is the companion to the Zeta Unicron. Daryl's talked about many times, and this looks like it's pretty done, and I think it looks really good. The planet mode looks fantastic, but the robot mode also, I mean, it's hard to tell that this would be based off of the Unicron. Just, I mean, I don't know. I mean, obviously they're both planets, so it's easy to tell in some ways, but it just, you have none of the colors from Unicron, all the shapes look different, like the plating and stuff. And the robot mode just looks fantastic. So, he also comes with a tiny vector or Alpha Trion, and it looks like he does transform. I'm not sure, but he is at least posable. So next up we have Robot Toys, and they were doing the Legend Scales Beast Wars figures, and we have some color pictures hear of their Optimus Primal and Megatron from Beast Wars, and these look really good. And just seeing some of these, it's amazing what they can do at Legend scale these days. But these look like they're also ready to go. Megatron comes with, it looks like a couple of different robot faces, but also a toothbrush.
Yes.
From that one episode. And then, in here we have a picture of him using the, holding the toothbrush and using it to brush his T-Rex teeth.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Next up, we have Magic Square, and they have, they're doing Legend scale Dinobots, and we have, I believe this is plastic, but I can't tell. It might be a CG render of Grimlock. It's, you know, it's grayscale, and this looks really good. Very, very animation styled Grimlock. And then we also have Sludge and Snarl. So here's Sludge and Snarl. Or wait, this, the notes here say Sludge and Snarl. That is Slag.
Yeah.
It's like, wait, we have Sludge here and then Slag. So I blame TFW where I copied and pasted these notes from.
Yeah, and didn't they change his name? This not Slag, it's something else. It's Slug.
Slug.
Which doesn't make sense.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. Slag is a pejorative in the UK.
Yeah.
So, but I don't know. He'll always be Slag to me.
Yeah.
So, and then we have some color pictures here of Grimlock with a Legend scale Optimus Prime. And I'm not sure who that yellow bot is that he's stomping, but these look really good. I don't have many third party Legend scale figures, and the ones I do have are the Doctor Who super tiny figures, but these look really good. I would be tempted to get these.
Yeah, once again, another clean looking G1, you know, the alt mode and the bot modes are very clean, not any extra kibble. It's very impressive.
Yeah. I think that's what a lot of people are actually wanting these days.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Moving on to New Age toys, we have, they're doing Legend scale figures as well. And we have H65 Keaton, which is Hoist. And this looks also like a CG render, but this looks like a pretty good Hoist. I mean, Legend scale, you can see even here in the truck mode, a ball joint on the side of the truck, which you can't really get away from that a lot of times with Legend scale, but still, it looks like a pretty good alt mode, and the robot mode also looks fairly good. And then we do see a warpath behind them.
Uh-huh.
So, next we have Metagate, which, they did a Bumblebee movie Shatter a while back, and now we're getting the Dropkick. This is G06 Blue Boy, and this is just a CG render as well, but you can see the robot mode here of Blue Boy, and you know, it's going to be a triple changer, obviously. You can see the car doors and the helicopter blades. And then we have Iron Factory, who we just have new pictures of the Fallen, which they've been working on. And then a sideswipe. I don't have their or their names for these figures, with sideswipe.
Yeah.
And then a Lyokaiser. They have this in both black and blue. And this is like, I'm not sure what the figure name is, but this is like the next figure in the Lyokaiser combiner.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, these are two different pieces, I think. So mm-hmm. we can see them in the pieces of the combiner here. And then this other one that turns into a plane, and
mm-hmm.
he forms part of the head. So this not really my cup of tea, but looks really good.
Mm-hmm.
All right. And then let's see. How about we go back and talk about what you thought about these going from the Primus through this?
So like as I like a few months ago when we were doing our like HasLab predictions and I was totally wrong. Like I was thinking that Hasbro was gonna do their version of Primus for the HasLab. But that Primus is really impressive. You know, and I had no idea it's like based completely off their Unicron. You know, which would make sense that they would reuse the engineering, you know, because there's a lot of thought put into that. It's really impressive. I'm very impressed with it. You know, if I bought big bots, I would get that for sure. Yeah. You know, and I think it's really cool that we're seeing an interpretation of a character that, you know, as far as I know, we've only seen in one show officially. You know, I think that's really cool to see that. And then, okay, so we reviewed a lot of figures. As I said, with the Dinobots, you know, earlier in the show, I'm very impressed with the clean kibble. Like, you know, the clean G1 aesthetic where it matches, like, the cartoon animation model where there's not a lot of extra kibble. The Beast Wars Legends scale figures, I like how they look. Instead of going for like a realistic texture for the toys, they went with like more of what the 3D models looked like in the show. So like to me, the Megatron looks a little polygonal. Optimus Primal has a little bit of hair, it looks like, on him. Yeah. So he looks a little more refined than his animation model. And the same with the Megatron too. But, you know, I think it's really cool that they kind of embraced like, oh, this is like, you know, an homage to the show, which is like, it was this like, you know, at the time it was like really state of the art 3D, but it's like kind of bad now.
Yeah, it would be funny to see them make one that was completely accurate to the CG, the way that it looked.
Yeah. Yeah. This is still more refined though. And I love that it comes with the toothbrush, the Beast Wars Megatron. I grew up watching Beast Wars, you know, on Toonami. And so it's just really fun to see that.
Yeah.
So we talked about the Dinobots. Let's see what else. There was just so much. Oh yeah. This looks good too. You know, the hoist and the,
the Warpath.
Warpath, yeah. No, those look really good, you know, and I agree with you, like, you know, in these legend skills, it's really hard to, like, hide everything, but I think they did a really good job of incorporating, you know, and maximizing the toy design. You know, my whole thoughts going through this panel so far is that I know that toy design is, you know, it's very technical, but it's also an art. Yeah, and to me, these are like art pieces, you know, and we're getting such high quality toys now, not only in third party, but in the main line too, you know, and I've only been in this fandom since 2017, you know, getting back into it then and actually like collecting toys. Cause like, even though I liked Transformers when I was younger, I didn't have any toys from it. And so it's just really cool seeing how much in that little short history that the toys have evolved and even spanning the whole franchise of 40 years, you know, and I honestly think third party is pushing Hasbro and Takara to design better toys because they're pioneering everything. The third party's driving that.
It wouldn't surprise me. You know, there is kind of competition now, even if Hasbro and Takara won't admit it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, and I love seeing a Dropkick. You know, Bumblebee was my favorite movie of the live action movies. You know, and so I think anytime we get anything third party or official from the Bumblebee movie, I'm like totally on board with it.
Yeah.
So I might have to track down the Shatter from this because I've seen pictures of that Shatter and she looks amazing too. So
awesome.
Yeah.
where were we?
We reviewed the Fallen. Oh yeah, and with these other ones. So I know we reviewed the black and white character before, but it looks like they have little ears on their helmet, and I always think this character looks really cute because it's like, oh, they've got little ears on their helmet. Like,
yeah.
No, these are really well designed, and I'm a huge fan of like more teal Transformer characters. You know, I love Nightshade, or no, yeah, that's their name. Yeah, from Earthspark. Like, mm-hmm. you know, so we need more teal. We need more teal characters for sure.
All right. So now let's move on to DX9, and this is DX9 Mini. Leading off with a chrome dome, which looks very good. Into my notes, real where I am. So this is, I believe, is he a headmaster? I can't tell here from the pictures, but he has a headmaster.
Great. Yeah.
So I'm not sure if this is legend scale or not. But it is pretty impressive either way that it's a headmaster. And then the last image they have here is a clear indication that they're also going to do a Power Master Optimus Prime, which definitely is my jam. So I am looking forward to seeing what they come up with there. I'm, you know, not the biggest Chrome Dome fan. I have like one or two, but Power Master Optimus Prime is really a figure that I had as a kid, and I love that in all iterations of that character. Mm-hmm. Next, we have Unique Toys, and they are doing movie figures, and they start off with Dino/Mirage. Don't ask me what movie it's from. I'm not sure. One of the Bay movies. And then here's the vehicle mode, which is a very nice car. Daryl would know more about the car than me, but mm-hmm. it's a very nice red sports car.
It's like a Corvette, maybe. I don't know.
I have no idea. And then there's also a black version as well. I guess that's the Mirage, I'm guessing. But it's really cool. It looks like he has very sharp blades, and sizing him up with an Optimus Prime is he's clearly like a good head and a half taller. And then the car mode here just shows also how big it is compared to, I believe is that that's the Rise of the Beast Bumblebee. I can see the like off-road attachments to it. So it's a nice big car, big figure. And then we have here a, the next figure is, I think we talked about this a week or two ago, the mm-hmm. movie Skids and Mudflap.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we're not going to.
No, we don't need to.
We're not going to go into the character of these two. But yeah. Daryl mentioned, it's really cool. They have the seats in there too.
Oh.
That's impressive. But Daryl mentioned a couple weeks ago just how the toys look in terms of the figures themselves.
You know, yeah.
The characters are that they're based on suck, but the figures themselves, I mean, very well made figures.
Mm-hmm.
So, go on next. There we go. Next one we have Kang Toys. Mm-hmm. And this is, we were talking before the show exactly trying to remember what these were. They are dinosaur robots. I'm not sure if they are the Dinobots, but we have CT Long Yen 02 Pterodactyl or no Terhal.
Mm-hmm. Terhal.
There's text on top of text, hard to read. But this is a very scary looking pterodactyl robot. Looks like mini sharp pieces. You know, be interested to see how this is going to be painted up. I don't know if this is their version of Swoop or if it's just generic, generic pterodactyl robot, but it looks pretty impressive. And it looks like it also has, it can be like a spaceship mode. I'm not sure, but they're also showing it as an arm for a combiner. So this, they might be doing a Volcanicus. And it, the next thing they have is D-Spider, which is a small little spider-looking robot. We just have the spider mode, so we'll see what that turns into in a future date. Next up, we have Mechanical Skill Studio, which is doing a couple Seeker molds. This is, I believe, this is the one we were talking about recently, the Armada, Starscream, and Skywarp. I'm not sure if this is or not, but this is an Armada, Starscream, and Armada, Starscream, and Skywarp. So, the Skywarp is work in progress. We have a picture here. You can see the bits that make him Skywarp versus Starscream. And it comes with a drone that can be either on the forearm or backpack or tail cone. And he comes with a new pair of hands. So, and there we can see the drone on the hand. And then the 01 is, or MSS 01 is the Starscream. And we can see here, he has a very G1 Starscream head from my perspective here. And it comes with a, does a DA size action figure. I don't see how that would fit into the cockpit at all. So I don't know. But it also comes with a transparent red sword. That's pretty cool. And then we have Dreamstar Toys, which is doing some aerial bots. This is DST 01 through 005 or dash 005. And it is Top Raid. So this is part of their Superion. Very shiny silver. And then we have a couple of the other figures here. These look really good. Very, very shiny. So getting lots of combiners here. I guess Top Raid is Air Raid. I'm not sure who the other figure we saw was. But then we can see here the Superion itself, and this thing looks fantastic. So what were your thoughts of these last few? I guess from the Chrome Dome on through this.
Yeah, well, the Chrome Dome looked really good. You know, he's not a character I collect, but I'm very thrilled for people who collect Chrome Dome. You know, we're moving into more like not G1 looking figures, which is cool. I mean, that's what's great about third party is you get a variety of figures that aren't just G1 figures. You get things that really push the design of these things to be more and more like intricate and interesting. Those Dinobot looking ones or like, you know, the dinosaur looking ones are really cool. Very sharp looking though. And they almost look Gundam-esque with like just how the like the feet are designed and everything in the robot mode. And the little spider character kind of reminds me of from this anime Ghost in the Shell. There are these little like spider drone things in there and kind of reminds me of that loosely. So I think that that line is pretty influenced by like an anime look and feel. This is really impressive though. The figure we're looking at right now, like it's very metal looking, very impressive, like very intricate. Which is really cool.
You know, thinking of Superion, you think of more white as the primary color and just having that change to silver just, I don't know, it changes the whole look of the figure to me, that it just, I don't know. I think of, I don't know. Is it like a lot of the military planes, they're just kind of metallic. They aren't really mm-hmm. painted. You know, like mm-hmm. you'll see like commercial jets are just like painted white and mm-hmm. then have the logos and stuff. And this just, it looks really more military to me.
Yeah. Well, it's not as friendly looking. That's yeah. for sure. Like the silver makes it look like more like this is a machine, you know, this is a machine that's ready yeah. to fight. Like, white does soften the character design, for him. No, and it's, this is really impressive. Like I'm, you know, and it kind of borderlines kind of like the Bavers stuff, you know, Bavers mm-hmm. is very intricate. But, you know, even though this is really intricate, it seems to make sense. This reminds me a lot of Flames Toys type of stuff, you mm-hmm. know, with the details that we're seeing here. What's cool is that this is a transforming figure, though, so which is really cool. And that's exciting. You know, I like seeing a variety of stuff from the third party. You know, and they're obviously going to make things that people want because, you know, they have to make money off these, you know, and there's a lot of thought and money that goes into making these figures. So.
Yeah. All right. So let's finish up. I think we only have a few more, a few more companies, a lot more.
Yeah.
Yes. X-Transbots is the next company up. And we have here their Mini Transbots 02 Vanguard, which is their hotspot. So they're going to be doing a Legend scale combiner with the Defensor. And this looks pretty good. It's, I mean, I don't know if you think about like the Legend scale figures, it's going to be about the size of a G1 Devastator, which is funny. But this is a combiner with, as you can see here, like the hotspot is forming the main character, and then you just add on the vehicles with the legs, like on a frame. And we've talked about the other companies that do that. And I mean, it's the way you can get a more, like a more defined combined mode. You don't have to compromise as much on the figure's individual transformations, but I don't know. I'm not a huge fan of that, but it is what it is. Mm-hmm. And then we have the MX-48 Ratliff, which is their Ironhide. No, wait, sorry. I don't have the number here. We have their Ironhide here, but MX-48 is their Ratchet.
Mm-hmm.
So their Ironhide here looks really good. And as we mentioned before with some of the other figures, it looks very clean. Very animation accurate here. And we only have a couple of the pictures of the Ratchet, but here's what it comes with. It comes with like the little sled, like the G1 figure had, or you saw in like the comics and stuff a lot. It comes with a unpainted face and then two painted faces with different expressions. And then the sled can hold all the weapons and stuff. And then he comes with a nitrogen backpack, probably from the G1 episode.
Mm-hmm.
And then let me get to the Ratchet.
Is that a metal detector he's holding?
Yeah.
I think I remember seeing that in an episode.
So, you know, Ironhide had the benefit of being in a ton of episodes.
Yeah.
So let's see. There we go. Here he is with an Optimus Prime. This looks really good. You can. It's got a jetpack. Got some skis.
Oh yeah, skiing.
And then here's him with the unpainted face. I believe that's probably for the comic look.
Mm-hmm.
I want to see the. There's the Ratchet.
There's Ratchet.
So basically the same figure, but he has the light bar and then we only see him from behind in robot mode. So,
boo.
But, you know, it's going to be exactly the same, but, you know, in white. But I'm interested to see what the accessories are. And I don't know, just how they can differentiate it from Ironhide. Now we have Fans Toys with starting off with FM02 Marg. And this is their fantastic model. This is a really good looking Ultra Magnus. You can see the white inner robot. He is very poseable. The fully armored Ultra Magnus is taller than Blaster, taller than Optimus Prime. He looks really good. Very animation-esque for the fully armored mode. And here's some teal, like you were asking for.
Teal.
He's got teal on him, on the white inner robot. So this looks really good too. His vehicle mode here, we see that the trailer actually has stands on the front end of it, which makes it, you know, sit level, which I think is a really good addition. And let's see, he comes with multiple heads here for the armored mode, including one that is a combined, or it's like half is the armored head and half of the white inner head. And they show a picture here of him kind of pulling away part of the armor to show the white bot underneath, you know, similar to what happened in Dreamwave or what you could see there. And then he has six other heads with different facial expressions. If you're a fan of the IDW comic, just seeing Ultra Magnus smile or show any kind of expression is kind of odd.
Yeah.
But here he also comes to the Matrix, because obviously the cab mode is based off of an Optimus Prime figure.
Mm-hmm.
And this looks really great. Next up, we have FT-32B Wright, which is Constructicon, this is like Hook.
Mm-hmm.
And looks great. Here you can see him in arm mode and the vehicle mode. So their Constructicons are coming along.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not sure if Daryl is getting this or not.
Yeah.
Or Dr. Pants either. But I don't know. We have so many Masterpiece Constructicons. And then last week we talked about official Constructicons are rumored to be coming. So.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have FM03 Warhorse, which is an Ironhide, and this is just in the gray plastic, but it clearly we're going to get a Ratchet from it too, but we see it in robot mode, very poseable. So it's so funny when we get one company does something and it turns out a bunch of companies were working on the same character.
Yeah.
So here's one with the Ratchet. The Ratchet head, obviously the same figure, different head, but and the Warhorse Ironhide figure is going to come with multiple different heads. This looks really great. And then the vehicle mode looks pretty good. So, and then the FM04 is Doc. This is the Ratchet version.
Doc.
Doc is a great name.
Yeah, that's suitable.
Can't really trademark it. But
nope.
I don't think they're looking the trademark.
No.
And he also comes with six heads. And then same vehicle mode, but with a light bar. And they come with the little sled, too, that has the weapon stuff. So it seems like the other one came with a lot more weapons and accessories.
Yeah, it did. The Ironhide / Ratchet.
Yeah. So now we have Mastermind. I think this is the last company. Mastermind Creations. They had, I think this was a TFCon exclusive. In their Remix line, they did Remix tapes. And we have RMX 17 Harmony and RMX 18 Melody. And these are female versions of Rewind and Eject, and just, you know, red and pink colored. I think the paintwork on the tape mode looks really good. Reminds me very much of many 80s tape labels.
Mm-hmm.
But these tape modes look great. The colors actually really pop and really work. And now you see Melody here with the Shattered Glass Ravage, who's a white Ravage.
Mm-hmm.
So I think these look really good. I would check Chosen Prime, I believe is where it would be, or TF Source. I'm not sure which, but see if there's available online. But I think these are pretty much show exclusive. Mm-hmm. Now we have the Perfection series, Ocular Max, Mastermind Ocular Max, I think the same company. We have PS23 Ignis, which is, again, another hotspot. This looks really good. This is very detailed. Pretty sure these are masterpiece level. And just a really good looking hotspot. And here you can see, compared with a drawing, like a comic drawing of it, looks really good. And then the combined mode of Defensor, we have I believe it's all CG except for the hotspot, or it's just the figures that they've announced already. So you can kind of get a sense of what Defensor looks like, but it's we're still missing two of the limbs. But this is Maximus Pro is the name, Defense Titan. And they're doing what I mentioned before with the way that the shell of the combiner is done. The Ocular Max Perfection series is they have this all built in thing where everything is built in. You don't have to have extra pieces added on.
Mm-hmm.
So looking forward to seeing final versions of all these. And then next we have Demolitor, which is their Devastator. We have PS28, which is Mixmaster.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, he's Mixmaster.
Yep.
And then we have PS27 Deletus, which is Scrapper.
Mm-hmm.
And then they are both the legs for Deletus, which is their their Destructor, which is their Devastator.
Mm-hmm.
So this, back to a lot of Devastators and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
This one I'm excited about. This is Shift Lane, which is their version of RID 2001 Roll Bar,
mm-hmm.
who is like a repaint of their Ruination Combiner was a repaint of the G1 Bruticus. But so he would have been the Swindle in Bruticus, but Roll Bar in RID 2001, and looks fantastic. I love mm-hmm. that RID 2001 is getting love. He looks like a standard green Jeep.
Mm-hmm.
And then last up we have Fans Hobby, and this is MB24 Wingman, which was their TFCon LA exclusive. This would also be with Chosen Prime. And I think we talked about this last week when they announced it. It looks fantastic. It is it goes along with the previous figures that they had released. And he comes with a transformable power pilot, which is he's a power master.
Mm.
So, nice. And he can team up with the MB23 Huntsman. There, that was the figure from TFCon Toronto last year, and they can combine together. So, and then we have they're doing the Armada Star Saber. They called it the Saber Team, and These are color test shots without any painting, and these look fantastic. There are three little jets that turn into a sword, and it's in scale with their naval commander. And I really want this because my original Armada original Armada Star Saber never held together, even when it was brand
new. Oh, how sad!
So I'm looking forward to this. Then they have the blaster team, which I cannot remember the name of the blaster from Armada, but they were the space team. They have satellite rocket and a launch truck, and they formed, wasn't the Omega Blaster, I don't think. Requiem Blaster. I think that was it.
Oh, yeah, I remember that.
So these are all Armada mini-cons that were combined. And then here we have with their power commander. And these are all coming third quarter 2024.
Mm-hmm.
And then here we can see kind of the development or what they look like. They're going to have a shield team, which are the race cars. Then we have the blaster team and the saber team. So I love that they're getting into the Armada minicon. And then finally we have the Black Naval Commander, which is their naval commander, but in black. This is their Nemesis Prime version of their Armada Optimus Prime. And he looks fantastic.
Are you going to get this one, Jeremy?
I don't know. I don't have any of their figures, but... Okay. If I was to get one, this would be it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know. I love the look of Armada Prime, like the Bendy Prime, especially. But and this is it. So he looks great. And then there's some different modes here.
Wow.
And he has the messed up face. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago.
Mm-hmm.
We're the messed up base. They're calling that rampage mode.
Yeah.
And then the truck mode looks great. He can have the little pipes on either the side or the back of the cab. I think that looks good either way.
Mm-hmm.
And then the big mode, big truck mode.
Yeah.
And then his combined mode. And he comes with the minicon as well.
Yay.
So, this is great. And then one last thing, they kind of gave hint of the test shot of their Tidal Wave MB-21. There's just a couple small images there. So, to wrap this up, Char, what do you think of all these, like these last few?
It's a lot of information process. You know, I'm really curious. I really want someone to buy all the Devastators and compare them side by side. Like, I, you know, maybe Daryl will do that. Daryl, challenging you to do this.
There have been so many.
Yeah.
When we started the podcast, I think there was a wave of companies doing third-party Devastators. So,
yeah,
you know, it cycles. Mm-hmm. we're back to the Devastator phase of the cycle.
Yeah, I mean, I would love to see like a comparison with all of them. Like, I don't want to spend the money doing it, but like, if I got one, like, I would get the Mastermind Creations one because I have stuff by them, and I think they make brilliant products. I have more than like, I got rid of most of my third party stuff, but like, I've kept all of my Mastermind Creation stuff, not all of it, but I've kept. Like my Megatron and my the female Tarn, forgetting her name. I should remember this, but no, there's a lot of incredible good stuff. But it is interesting that there are two third party companies doing Ironhide and Ratchet.
Yeah,
which is weird. Like, I think that's weird. It's like, are they talking to each other? Same with the Devastators. It's like, are they all just like, yeah, we're gonna all do Devastators this year? Or like, you know, someone finds out that someone else is doing one, they have to compete. Like,
that might be it, where they get word and they're like, well, we have this design we've been working on, let's kind of fast track it.
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, like, if I had seen, so, like, we were talking before the show, and I actually checked the Chosen Prime during the TFCon exclusives, and there's nothing posted yet as of March 10th. You know, maybe later on there will be, but if I had seen the Harmony figure, I would have, like, had someone buy one for me at TFCon. I think she looks really cute, and I, you know, and she has teal on her, too. Yeah. I think there's a little bit of teal, and I just like seeing Transformers in different colors. Like, I think I'm kind of tired of the same color schemes. Like, you know, like, that's why I'm really drawn to, like, the teal characters and, like, you know, getting more pink and purple characters. Like, Nautica's the only one I can think of that's purple. So, you know.
They're always just the same. There's, like, the reds and the blues and the greens.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and I think that's, like, what I really like about, like, Nemesis Prime, the Nemesis Prime you looked at, because it's, you know, we don't get a ton of black Transformers with, like, the teal and the red color scheme with the eyes. The Ultra Magnus looked super cool. Like, I liked the split faceplate, the head with, like, the inner robot in there. It is really weird for me to see, like, him smiling, like, because I'm so used to IDW Ratchet, and or not Ratchet. I was thinking Ratchet because there's a Ratchet that has a smiling face too, and I'm like, I'm used to these guys being, like, grumpy. Like, even G1, like, Ultra Magnus was kind of like, you know, in the movie, like, I can't deal with this shit right now or whatever. Like, I think he even says that in the movie, like, you know, like, and cusses, like, and it's just like, I don't picture them being happy, but I think it's great. There's a variety. The quality, though, like, as I said earlier, we've talked earlier in this show, the quality of the toys has gone up so much. Yeah. Like, you know, like, I have Coulter, which is the Tarn from Mastermind Creations. It's just amazing seeing, like, how far, like, they've come in toy engineering. And just the way toys look too. So I'm just very impressed by everything we've seen, you know, and looking forward to seeing these things, like, in person at a future TFCon or something where I can, like, actually look at them, you know, maybe they'll, you know, let me hold one and, like, you know, actually I can decide better on what I want to buy and what I don't want to buy. Cause I'm trying to be more selective with what I buy. Cause I'm, you know, been doing this for 6 years, I think. 6 years, like, being a toy collector now. And, you know, and I know, Jeremy, you've been doing this for, like, your whole life, you know? And it's just, like, it's just really, I'm really learning what I like and what I don't like. And I want to be more selective with what I'm buying, especially with these, you know, as Hasbro stuff's getting more expensive and these third-party toys are not cheap. You know, you're going to be getting really good quality, most likely. You know, but it's just, I want to see, like, how they feel in hand and everything. I'm more into that kind of thing now with it, rather than looking at a picture and going, ooh, bye. You know, sometimes I'll do that, but, but overall it's really good. I'm pleased with the selection. I'm pleased that we have a variety of characters coming out. It's not just, I mean, I'm thrilled to see a Starscream in there, you know, because he's my favorite. But it's really nice that we're seeing, like, you know, the mini cons, you know, even the Constructicons, you know, getting figures. You know, it's not just, you know, we love Optimus Prime. Like, I think he's everyone's favorite, one of their favorite characters are in their top three. But, you know, it's good to get different characters, and I like that it's not just G1 overall, that we're getting a variety. I mean, G1's in there, but, you know, we're getting, like, you know, just so many different shows, so I'm very happy with it.
All right, well, I think that was a good discussion topic, and now let's move on to some promos. All right. As always, want to thank all of our Donatrions for supporting the show. They are the people that, without them, we wouldn't be able to do a show. They donate on Patreon and PayPal. And normally we do this at the top of the show, but whenever we unfortunately have to talk about someone passing away, we feel very awkward going right into thanking people for donating. So we move it around. But anyway, thank you to all of our Donatrons for supporting us. Donatrons can get a lot of bonuses. Like we have 4 people right now watching us live. So thank you to all 4 of you that are watching us live. And if you are on Patreon, you can go back and rewatch the live unedited versions. We leave them up. So, but you can also see some special shows. And we're going to start off with We Like Big Bots, which is where Daryl and Dr. Pants talk about big bots. There are 12 shows up right now, and we're hoping we can get them together to do a new one, but life is busy, but hopefully we'll be able to get some more, especially with things like the HasLab and lots of great big bots we've just talked about.
Mm-hmm.
But we also have Empire of Rust, and season 3 is out or has started this week. Last week for Donatrions, but this week, episode 110 is available for everyone. It is titled Sweet Home Cybertron. And you can go to transmissionspodcast.com/rust, and it is on the feed for everyone now. But if you are a Donatron, you get it a week early, and you get the unedited version. So that is awesome. Also, we still have our Skybound Transformers #1 comic with the cover art done by EJ Sue, and that is still available on our website to buy. EJ Sue was at TFCon this last weekend, and I believe signed a bunch of these. He actually let Charles and Daryl leave some comics at his table to sell, which is awesome. Aww. And he would autograph it as people bought it. So I think that's great. And I saw a picture on Twitter that he had of his table, and he had the actual painting that he did of this cover. So it was like, it's not digital, it's actual, physically painted.
Wow.
Which is great.
I wonder if that painting was for sale.
I don't know. I didn't see anything on there, but I'm sure for the right price. Yeah, but I don't know. He might be attached to it and just wanted to bring it.
Yeah.
And then we also have our 15% off code at toyhacks.com. This is for the month of March. It is Lucky Bots. This will get you 15% off anything unless they have a sale going on, which then the code won't work. But otherwise, the code is good for any kind of stickers you want, any of the toy stages. They are, let me check real quick, but they are celebrating their 25th anniversary of repro labels, which is amazing. And I don't know if this is going to be available when this goes up, but right now I just went to toyhacks.com and they're doing a promo for Legacy Evolution Bombshell labels for a penny. So if you have that figure and you want to get some stickers, go check it out. Maybe the deal is still going on.
Wow.
Repro Labels was the name before they wanted to add more things, and they changed it to Toy Hack. So I remember when I was first getting into the fandom and hearing about repro labels and stuff, and they just they do such great work. So we really appreciate them wanting to partner with us and give us this code for discount. All right, so without further ado, let's move over to trips to the store. Find the right button.
Yeah.
The Transmissions Podcast will return after these messages.
Trips to the Store is brought to you by TeePublic, or by our store on TeePublic, where you can get great shirts and mugs and anything else with our designs. I have our good guy shirt on right now, and you can get that bad guy, any of our other logos, or anything at TeePublic, if you go to transmissionspodcast.com/TeePublic, we'll get a little referral credit, and you can get any of the great designs they have there. You know, I think Tara and I were talking about before the show, we both kind of need to buy some more podcast shirts. So I don't know. The advice is, though, you got to wait until they do one of their 35% off sales. Get the best price you can. They'll do that usually once a month.
Yeah, I had a dryer incident with my two transmission shirts. So, yeah, that's so like they became child size. Oops. So, yeah, need to get some new shirts.
If you donate it, maybe a kid will get it, and then
their
parents will look up what it is and listen and be like, oh, that's wait.
That's what I'm hoping will come from it. I did donate it, so we'll see.
All right. Well, what interests the store this week, I'll start. I have one new figure and then a couple things I rediscovered that I had. So the new figure, I got Studio Series Braun. I forgot I have a different camera. So this is great. The vehicle mode looks good, but I was never able to get it all clicked in. But
No, bad camera.
Well, yeah, it's trying to. There we go.
There we go.
So he looks great though in robot mode, and that's where I'm going to keep him anyway. Mm-hmm. It's kind of sad though, because the little stage it comes with is a shuttle with the hole in the side, so you know he's got like seconds left to live.
Oh, how sad.
So that's sad. But anyway, it's a great looking Braun.
Mm-hmm.
And then I was going through my DVDs, putting them in a new bin in storage, and I realized I have my Beast Wars Season 1 and my Beast Machine Season 1 DVDs. I forgot I had signed. But here, Gary Chalk had signed on Optimus Primal. I forgot I was doing that, and I should have been taking this to TFCon. Here I have the voice for Dinobot. My brain is not braining right now.
That's so cool.
Scott McNeil. So yeah, there's Scott McNeil on there. I forgot I was doing that. I need to remember the next time I'm at the convention. And then on Beast Machines, I got Bob Skurr and a Black Arachnia voice actor. Dang it. I don't know why. My brain is not working tonight.
It's the time change. It's messing with us Americans. But,
anyway, I forgot that I was doing that. So I need I'm going to be displaying these back there somewhere, and I need to remember when I'm going to conventions now to bring these.
Mm-hmm. No, that's really cool. I've never seen the Beast Machines DVD box or Beast Wars, honestly. That's really cool.
Yeah, the Beast Machines one is pretty good. Here's the interior.
Wow. That's really neat.
You know, Bob Skurr was kind of the writer and story editor. I don't have anything autographed on the inside. Mm-hmm. But yeah, he was really nice. And I'm one of the few people that really dug Beast Machines.
Oh,
okay. It got a really bad rap in the online fandom, but it's the show that got me back into Transformers. So it holds a special place in my heart.
Well, I've never seen it, so I'll have to somehow watch it.
I think it would be on Tubi if it is on anything. If not, talk to Daryl.
okay sounds good.
All right, so what do you got this week?
Okay, so I decided I'm only going to show Transformers things so Daryl doesn't get mad. Like, I'm not a people pleaser. I'm a recovering people pleaser, but I'm trying to keep the show Transformers focused. So I have my issue 5 cover, which is super cool. When I saw this cover online months ago, which I was very mad about being spoiled, but I thought it was really a powerful image of Optimus, you know, seeing Megatron's fusion cannon. I'm a I'm really liking this comic, even though it is very G1 focused. I'm just really liking how, like, look at Optimus. He's like surprised, you know, and is this foreshadowing like something later on with Optimus, you know, because he's having Megatron's, you know, he has his arm and stuff. It's like, yeah. Oh, is he going to become more like Megatron?
And then, yeah, he literally is. He's got his arm now.
Mm-hmm. You know, like both physically and then also just like personality wise, you know, like is the being a Decepticon. I think there's in early lore, it's like that it's actually like some form of malfunction in their programming that makes them bad. Like, I don't think that's from G1, but I was reading one of those like official novels where they were talking about that like Decepticons have programming that makes them bad. So, you know, it'd be interesting to see if that happens. But I'm slowly opening the very many toys I have in a box here near my computer. And my mom's been on my mind a lot lately. She passed away 4 years ago almost. And she liked Knockout. So I opened my Knockout. And let's see if he'll... come on, camera. Let's see if he'll focus. This is the Legacy Knockout. Don't know if I'm gonna get the camera to focus. Come on.
Yeah, it's hard sometimes.
Yeah. I only opened this like maybe 15 minutes before the show. Yeah, I don't know if he's gonna focus at all. Yeah. So sorry, viewers. It's gonna be blurry. I'm not as happy with this as I thought. So I'm kind of disappointed because I haven't messed around with him too much, but I think I'm very spoiled by like all the sideswipe like Lambro bros because like this guy's joints are very loose. Like I can do this and like it just feels very loose. And I mean, Knockout's top heavy, obviously. You know, I'm just pretty disappointed that the joints are very loose on this. I do like how he looks. He comes with a little trident weapon and I tried putting it together and got pretty frustrated. So, I actually might see if I can try to track down a reasonably priced of the original Transformers Prime Knockout. Cause even though the design's not as good looking, it might be like a better toy. I don't know.
Generally the Prime toys, I think, were pretty good toys.
Yeah. Yeah, I have quite a few of the Starscreams because there were very many different versions of him. Just of him. Like, you know, they did the Skywarp and Thundercracker, which I did have for a bit. But, those are good quality. But I might just keep him because, you know, my mom really liked Knockout whenever because I'd share my art with her, like text her that. And she was like, send me that Knockout. Like, you know, like I made like a little button of Knockout and like, so I sent it to her and, so it's like, but I think he looks good. So maybe there's a way I can figure out how to tighten his joints up and he'll be better. But, that's all I have for today, the show. But, there's.
Maybe, talk with Daryl and some of the people in Discord because, I'm not the expert on this, but I know there are many people that would know how to do things like use clear nail polish and other things to kind of tighten up the joint.
Okay. Yeah, because like, you know, I have to go through my Transformer collection and do an edit. You know, it's that time where I'm like getting too many to the point where it's like, okay, I need to like curate my collection better. And I would like to keep him kind of as like a like tribute to my mom in a weird way. So, yeah.
Oh, floor polish, not nail.
Floor polish.
This is why I'm not the expert.
Yeah. DJ Ronan, he's not here. Show off your Joe stuff. Yeah, I do have the G.I. Joe comics sitting near here, the Cobra Commander and Duke.
Oh, just wait. Alt mode is coming up. We got some Joe news.
Yeah, we'll share more Joe there. So, yeah, but that's it for me.
All right. Well, that is it for Trips to the Store. We're going to wrap up with some convention news.
We now return to the Transmissions Podcast.
All right. Just one thing in convention news. I mean, we've been talking about TFCon, the TFCon LA, the whole show. On Friday night last week, TFCon apparently had a really great opening night of programming on Friday. And it's great that they're starting to build it out. But the Podcasters Roundtable was Friday night, and there was a ton of people on the panel. Daryl and Charles were on the panel for us. Mike Seibert was the main host. And I feel like it was a really fantastic panel, a really high energy. It was basically a Q&A the entire time with people asking questions. And just, I really thought it was just really, really good energy. And then afterwards, we don't have the stream for that, but they did that charity auction for Bill Foster. Mm-hmm. And I think they raised over $10,000. Which is amazing. Jim Sorensen was heading that up, and just fantastic job there. That just shows the generosity of our whole community.
Yeah, we have a good community. I'm very grateful to be a part of it.
Yeah, and if you want to watch the Podcasters Roundtable, we'll have a link in the show notes to Mike's channel, and you can see it. I'm sure he's going to get the better audio from the room mics. This was just, he set up his phone to record it. So I'm sure he'll put out on his channel and his stream better quality audio and video, but this is, you know, we got to just watch it live, and it was just fantastic. So that is it for transmissions this week. A little bit long, as all of the post TFCon ones are. But before we go, we want to thank our Masterpiece Donatrions, who are the people that donate at the highest level. You might call them donators, since Charles isn't here. but we want to thank John Forks, Love and Good, and Demon Tech 82 for watching and listening. I think Demon Tech 82 was watching live. Or
yeah, he was earlier.
Saw him in the chat. So thanks, both of you. And thank you, Char, for making this not be a solo show.
You're welcome.
That would be horrible.
You're welcome.
So, where can people find you?
Online? So I'm still on the site formerly known as Twitter and Instagram and Blue Sky. I'm at Robo Apollo. I do have commissions open. So if that is something you're interested in, you can message me and, I'll do that, but I'll be on this podcast too. And I'm also in the transmissions Discord. So someday maybe I'll know the URL.
Oh, just transmissionspodcast.com/Discord.
Yeah. I thought that's what it was, but I didn't want to mess it up. But that's a really great community too. So thanks for having me on. It's always fun.
Awesome. All right. Well, thanks everyone for watching and listening, and we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you for listening to this episode of Transmissions. If you'd like to join the conversation, travel to our Discord channel at transmissionspodcast.com/Discord. Want some cool transmission swag? Feast your eyes on our transmissions gear at transmissionspodcast.com/shop. If you'd like to support our podcast, go to transmissionspodcast.com/support or tell your friends about our show. We'll see you next time.